Good morning, church. Let us bow. Dear gracious Lord and Master, we, your children, come this morning approaching your mighty throne of grace. We come, first of all, dear Father, with thanksgiving in our hearts for you permitting us to be in the land of the living. And we're asking you, dear Father, to look down upon us, examine us, and help us to be the type of children you would have us be. We also come praying, dear Father, as we, your children, travel through this land and country, that we will take the time and have the patience to preach the gospel to all we come in contact with, to preach the gospel to all of those who are meeting, those who are passing, and those who've lost their way, those who have found themselves falling in love with this present world and falling out of touch with God. We're asking you, dear Father, to give us the courage to seek these souls out, those who are meeting and grouping in darkness, those who know not Jesus Christ and the pardons of their sins. Help us to find them, to preach and teach the word so forcefully that they will have a repentive spirit and come asking, what must I do to be saved? We also come praying, dear Father, as we do all of the things that you have commanded of us, that we, your children, will make our calling and election sure by standing firm on the word of God, helping the world to know that we shake a fist of rebellion in the face of Satan, and letting the world know that we're Jesus Christ and we're not Satan's to be had. See, we know that Satan walks to and fro on this earth, up and down, seeking whom he can devour. But we know, dear Father, if we stand firm on the word of God, we will crush the head of Satan on every corner and be God's children once and for all. We're also praying, dear Father, that as we travel through this land and country, that we will help exhibit love. For this world is meeting and grouping in madness, is seeking war, is studying ways to destroy all that is good and wholesome in this world. But help us, your children, let our light shine so brightly that the world will see it and come asking, what must I do to be saved? And once they come, let us take the time to humble ourselves, to bend down and reach down and pick up these children and show the kind of love that Jesus Christ showed for us when he went to the cross on our behalf. We're also praying, dear Father, for all of those who stand and declare your word forcefully. We pray, dear Father, that we will continue to reach out to the world. We're right now trying to reach all of the known world, and we're doing a colossal job. So let us continue this job, not turn back, never knowing retreat or defeat, but always marching forward for the cause of Christ. We're also praying, dear Father, that you will continue to strengthen our preacher brothers. Help them to be willing to declare your word. Help them to stand firm on the word of God so they can make their calling and election sure. Don't let them turn back into this world, but continue to march on. Give them just a little while, and we know that we will see your face in peace. We're also praying to Father for our sick, for our shut in, those who desired to be here and could not, and those who could have been here and chose not to be. Waken them to a sense of their duty before it's everlasting too late. Help them to come back to the fold, for we're in need of all of the souls that's willing to march to heaven with us. We're also praying, dear Father, that as they teach and preach your word to this dying and perishing generation, that we, your children, will help the cause, that we will be willing to take the time to preach, to teach, to carry the word of God to this generation. We're also asking you, dear Father, as we go, help us to be willing to take the time to visit our sick and our shut-in, those who cannot do for themselves. Let us be part of the cause and go to them and ask them, what can I do to help you? And once we've done these things, we're asking that you would look down upon us, dear Father, and help us to find favor in your sight, and be willing to grant us a home in that up and better kingdom where we can sing praises to your high and holy name now and forevermore. Let us all say amen.
Amen.
Jesus said there would be no more sacrifice necessary because he gave the supreme sacrifice that will cover all of our sins if we will but let him. As we consider this memorial, let's sing number 445, Rock of Ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee.
Rock of ages, let for me, let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from thy rib inside its flow be a sin, a double cure. Cleanse me from its guilt and crown, not the labor of my hands, and fulfill the law's demands. Good measure, no respite more. Could my tears forever flow?
There must be also heresies among you, that they which are approved may be manifest among you. When you come together, therefore, into one place, this is not to eat the Lord's Supper. For in eating, everyone taketh before other his own supper, and one is hungry, and another is drunken. What? Have you not houses to eat and to drink in? Or despise ye the church of God?